Geek Radio Daily for Monday, June 22nd, 2009. All the geek coming at you right on time. And that's what happens when you get two people up in the hizzy.
Yep, right on time. Exactly when it was supposed to come out, it's out.
And, you know, if you think maybe it's different, maybe this isn't the right time, well, I would just remind you that I am Billy Flynn.
Well, the rest of the world could just make a saving throw.
And you'll like it.
Yes, you will.
The man across from me, no, is not the vicar, is not even belt buckle. That, by Jove, is the Bruce.
Yeah, come with me and put on this suit made of meat.
You know, you really got to stop telling me about your weekends.
I do have certain kinks, but that's really not anywhere near one of them.
This date, June 22nd, 1633, Galileo Galilei was forced to recant that the Earth orbits the sun by the Pope.
Yeah, well,
marking the
science.
Pope as the most brilliant man in the world. This date in 1847, the donut was invented. As a DJ, I would like for us to take a moment of silence for the donut. All right, thank you. This date in 1992, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the FBI had to explain why it refused to release its secret files on ex-Beatle John Lennon to a University of California history professor.
FBI, I think you got some splaining to do.
Yes, but if we show you this, it'll point out what incredible dicks we are.
We'll black out everything.
Wonk, wonk. So some birthdays for today. Author Dan Brown, author of The Da Vinci Code, who finally got to show that Galileo was right. You're wrong, Mr. Pope. He's 45 years old today. Congratulations, sir.
All right. Donald Faison from Scrubs. He's Dr. Chris Turkelson.
Turk.
He is 35 years old today.
Yay. Stephen Chow is 47. Director, actor, fantastic. Go see Kung Fu Hustle. See Kung Fu Hustle, and that will explain Stephen Chow better than I ever could.
Freddie Prinze is 55. Not Freddie Prinze Jr., his father from Chico and the Man.
Chico.
It would have been 55 years old today.
Bruce Campbell is 51. You probably best know him as Ashley J. Williams from those wacky Evil Dead films. I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store.
Shop smart. Shop S-smart.
Damn right.
Cyndi Lauper is 56 years old today.
I just want it. Tim Russ is 53, best known for being Lieutenant Commander Tuvok on Star Trek Voyager.
The bionic woman herself, Lindsay Wagner, 60 years old.
David Lander is 62. That would be Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley. Lenny and Squiggy.
Wow.
Squiggy, sir, is 62 years old today.
I have some people who have passed already. Public Enemy number one, John Dillinger, would have been 106 years old.
Wow. And creaking all around. You know, it's very hard to run a protection racket when you carry a walker.
It's true.
Even worse when it's Walker, Texas Ranger. Thank you. Yes. Yes, TV. There's going to be a shorter version soon. I just haven't made the thing yet. So, in the meantime, how about we talk about all the new things? Let's see. Let's find some new things.
Yeah, you said new things?
ABC's got the Bachelorette train trip. They're on a train.
Ooh.
And here come the newlyweds. Couples race to load a minivan, because that's what marriage is nowadays, loading minivans.
Well, true. Over there on NBC, you have 2 whole hours of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and please cancel this show already.
Yeah. Everyone stop talking about it now. They've got rid of the jackasses. Let's see. Oh, AMC is showing The Bone Collector. This is one where Angelina Jolie plays a cop. Quite well, I might add.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman. Beautiful people. Over there on BET, it's not House Party. It's House Party 4. Down to the last minute.
Down to the last possible. Over on Bravo, it's a new Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List. Paula Deen's going to guest star because that's how you know wackiness will ensue.
Over there on the History Channel, Life After People. When we're all gone, what happens next?
Animals just sit around and go, this is my house, mother. On Family Channel, Secret Life of an American Teenager is back. Molly Ringwald as the mom. I'd still do her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And a pilot of a new show called Make It or Break It. Make It with Molly Ringwald or...
The joke there.
That'd be a 50-50 chance.
Over there on the USA Network, we got Monday Night Raw.
Comedy Central and Futurama, they're showing Bender's Game episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Which was released as a DVD for those of you that are interested. FX showing Night at the Museum, because some little kid somewhere tonight is going to need to sit down for 2.5 hours and be made to shut the hell up. There's your movie.
There you go.
There it is.
I got nothing else as far as nothing.
Dude, Sci-Fi Channel, Next Generation Little Marathon, they're showing Best of Both Worlds. No, it's not hermaphroditic porn. It's the one where Picard becomes a Borg.
Oh, yes.
The cutest, baby.
One of the best episodes ever.
Yeah, and you didn't even remember. Turner Classic Movies showing Shane. Come back, Shane. TNT's got those new programming for them, The Closer and Raising the Bar. But, sir, if I'm watching anything this fine evening, I'm flipping over to the Chiller Network because, with help from archaeologists, the military tries to destroy a mythical creature that turns its victims into stone. Tonight, sir, Yancey Butler and Jeremy London star in Basilisk, the Serpent King. I pushed the button. I swear to God, I pushed the button. That must be the wrong button.
Once again, it's time for Bag Old Mail.
Yes, indeed. Time to check the good old GRD mailbag, and let's see what we got this evening. It's late, and I'm out of clever at the moment. Anyway, I wanted to thank the Bruce for appearing on the Daily Inn this week. As a fill-in co-host, he sure is special.
Yeah.
Air quotes. Why does morning come so early? That's what Drace said. Love and aw crap, I'm late for work again. Drace. See, I told you that was Drace. So Drace says, good job, sir.
Thank you.
Kudos.
Thank you,
kudos
Drace.
To you. Would
thank
you like
you.
A golf clap? There you go.
Yeah, I feel better now.
Let's see. Loving the Bruce. Not like that, you perv. I've enjoyed hearing the Bruce on the Daily Show this week. I hope he can be the permanent vicar fill-in so that Billy doesn't have to do it all by himself. What vicar? Who needs a vicar?
That's really what
we've learned at this point. Pfft, you might need him Friday.
Well, yeah.
Because Friday, I'm not going to be here. I'm going now. It's for the summer. I got to go see my folks and stuff and pick up my kids and all that fun stuff.
Oh, well, that sounds like a fun time.
So maybe we could get, I don't know, you and the vicar on a show.
When was the last time I'm sorry.
Maybe we can get a special guest star to be on the show. And if you'd like to maybe guess who that could possibly be, you should drop a line to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flynnstress all at geekradiodaily.com. And, we'll have a weekly this week, just a day late. Well, like last week. It's going to be on a Wednesday. It's going to be a Wednesday thing, but much earlier on a Wednesday. So, in the meantime, Monday means we've got to take a peek at our box office results and, of course, a look at your geekified news for this Monday, June 22nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Okay, here we go. .com. No? Oh, okay. .net. No? Aw, come on. How the heck am I going to get info to the listeners about my podcast, Geek Acres? Each week there's info on games, info on websites, and info on all kinds of geeky goodness. 15 minutes each and every week of geeky info-packed goodness. Chicken scissors. Nah, that's probably taken two. TV info, movie info, hey, wait a minute, www.geekacres.info. Yes, that's it! Fortuitous finds from the World Wide Web at www.geekacres.info. Wonder if also on itunes.info is available.
This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, June 22nd, 2009. All the geek and two people on a Monday.
We're here. We're Monday.
We're here. We're queer. We're right. Mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. And whatever the rest of them are. What?
I'm back. I'm black. Whatever.
Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years.
Cha-ching, baby. Monday means folks went to the movies over the weekend.
Yeah, some people did over there. Let's see. Number 10, Terminator Salvation.
Good
made
movie.
$3 million and in its fifth week.
Well, took long enough.
Yeah, really. Let's see. Imagine That. Number 9 made a paltry $3.1 million in its second week out. It's only made $11 million on a budget of $55 million. I don't think we're seeing a sequel.
Imagine that. The audience couldn't.
Land of the Lost at number 8 made $3.9 million in its third week out. I don't think we're going to see a sequel of that one either.
No, probably not.
One we are going to see a sequel of.
You think?
Number 7, Star Trek.
Star Trek still there, baby.
In the top 10 in its seventh week of release, made $4.7 million. It made $239 million total so far.
Wow.
Amazing. And number 6... somehow still above this is Night at the Museum Battle for the Smithsonian made another $7.3 million in its fifth week of release.
You know, that keeps kids shutting up for 2.5 hours again.
Again.
Number 5, last week's number 3, The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, making $11.3 million. It's made 43 in 2 weeks on a budget of $100 million, so it's doing all right. Year One, the movie that everybody wants to like, but everyone's like, oh, it's not that good. Yeah. $20 million bucks. It's got a budget of 60. We'll see. Number three, last week's number two, Up, still holding in there, making another $21 million, 224 over 4 weeks on a budget of 175. Yeah, they're fine. Number two, last week's number one, The Hangover, raking in another $26.8 million. $152 million after 3 weeks. That movie's incredibly funny. I did see that over the weekend.
That's with a budget time. Of $35 million?
$35 million.
Wow,
nothing
they're making
profit.
Money.
Number one, The Proposal, because there hasn't been a dumb chick flick in a while. So $34 million it made on a budget of $40 million? Yeah, okay. Yeah. But at least those kind of things, you shouldn't end up with sequels. I mean, they're married. It'd be hard to make the romantic comedy about people getting divorced.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, we've had remakes.
Uh-huh.
We've had reimaginings.
Yes.
But has anyone ever been brave enough to take on Galactica 1980?
Why would you want to? If anything needs to be remade, that does.
It's a bar bet, I guess. Well, it's coming to comic book form. Galactica 1980. After 30 years, it was announced this weekend at Wizard World Philadelphia. It's going to be a reimagining of the controversial spinoff series from the original Battlestar Galactica, in which the Galactica reached Earth only to discover that it was 1980 and Disco wasn't completely dead.
Yeah, what's the controversy? No, it sucked. No, it really sucked. No, it just sucked.
I'll defend Psy the Cylon. Actually, no, I won't.
Okay.
I won't at all. So, yes, maybe now the comic we can get the grittier, edgier version of Galactica 80. See what happens when Cylons come to your roller rink.
Yeah. Slice of Sci-Fi says that BBC has confirmed that the UK will get to see the upcoming third season of Torchwood before the rest of the world.
No.
The BBC says it will debut the series on July 6th, and it will run through July 10th. Then it jumps the pond. Nice, clever term for it.
I like
says,
that.
Says goes to July 20th.
As long as it's not the shark.
No, don't. That'll be later. I got a story about that for later.
Okay.
July 20th, that will be shown on BBC America. Previous story said that the BBC were considering to show the five-part miniseries in both the U.S. and the U.K. at the same time.
Aw. Ed Boon, co-creator of the Mortal Kombat franchise, posted some details on his Twitter page regarding Mortal Kombat 9. Remember just like 2 weeks ago, if you told people you were getting reliable news stories from Twitter, they would have laughed at you, but it's, you know, we covered a revolution just through Twitter. That's silly.
All of a sudden, everybody's legitimate now.
So the first comment right out there, Boone confirmed that Mortal Kombat 9 is going back to its M-rated roots. So as fun as it was to have superheroes around and to have, you know, the Joker beat up on people and shoot them in the head, this time, if someone gets shot in the head, I guess we'll watch the bullet actually go through. So Mortal Kombat 9's got more ninjas and guys with powers beating each other up and ripping limbs off.
Good.
Somehow that makes me happy.
Yes, it does. Over there, Dark Horizons. 3 days before the production was scheduled to begin, Sony Pictures has dropped the plans for the $50-plus million Steven Soderbergh-directed, Brad Pitt-starring movie Moneyball. The movie was supposed to start on today.
On today.
But Friday, the Sony chief, Amy Pascal, apparently read the final draft of the script delivered by Soderbergh.
Whoa, hold on. This movie sounds like it sucks.
Yeah. She actually approved the movie at first time and said, no, wait, this is completely different than the way I said you can do. As a result, they're scrambling over the weekend to try to get another movie studio to sign on to the film. If it can't be found by today, then Sony either has the option to drop the project, delay the script until the issues are sorted out, or replace Soderbergh or possibly even Brad Pitt.
Wow, okay. That's odd. That's an expensive thing to stop all of a sudden. Nokia has taken another step in the direction of getting us away from any kind of power cords whatsoever. They've got a cell phone that recharges itself using ambient radio waves from the air and turns that energy into usable power. It's something that we want on all of our equipment because that's really the last step we have is wireless power. We get that. We're moving forward. Of course, the phone has a sort of a green look to it because, well, it's all earth-friendly and stuff.
Ooh.
But still, that's flipping cool. Using the just ambient radio waves, they're there. They're just hanging around.
Yeah.
If we could tap into that kind of technology.
That would be amazing.
It would. I would love that.
All right. And finally, the jumping the shark story of the day.
I don't see what possibly. What are you talking about?
Yeah. When Scrubs returns for its somewhat unexpected ninth season this fall on ABC.
No. We all saw that coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Right. The show will move from the halls of Sacred Heart Hospital over to a medical school with Christopher Turk and Dr. Cox leading the way.
So it's after Scrubs.
It's after Scrubs, exactly.
Oh, is Father Mulcahy going to get a drinking problem?
Possibly. Who knows? It's going to be
a radar stop by once in a while.
Possibly.
JD's not in it at all, right?
He may come back for a guest starring role.
Guest starring role. Sweeps weeks.
It's going to be a different show as creator Bill Lawrence. It's still going to be a life or death stakes in a school somehow, but it's just not going to be the Scrubs again in the hospital with a different person voiceover. That would be a disaster, and people would be mad. Yet, half of the cast of the new Scrubs is going to be new hires,
okay.
Among which they're supposed to be getting a heavyweight actor. ABC is really after us to hire a big name, Lawrence said, and one of them is going to be fairly famous.
If you're going to be doing a cheesy spinoff to a long-established show that ran its course 3 years ago, there's only one man you need, Ted McGinley. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there, write a review while you're there. Write a review of all these wonderful Vicar-free episodes that the Bruce has been doing, and fine job, sir. Golf clap again.
Thank you.
Allegedly, the Vicar will be back tomorrow since he took today off since it worked so hard last week being a country man. Yeah. GOD license on the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Send a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, of Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com.
Dark in the city, night is a wire. Steam in the subway, earth is a fire. Woman, you want me, give me a sign. And catch my breathing even closer behind. Do, 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 do. In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the